I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
Alright, Maxi Melt 0420. What would you do with your day if you had all the money in the world?
Wow.
What would you do
with what is the question?
What would you do with your day if you had all the money in the world? So today, if the bank account hit,
what would
and
be
we
the
had
perfect
all the
day
money
with all the money in the world? You go first.
I already know. Do I get to plan? All right, if I'm planning this, okay.
Plan it.
All right. If I got the money in the world today and tomorrow was the day, taking a PJ to probably Bahamas or Miami, somewhere in the Caribbean like that. Yeah. Maybe like, yeah, probably I'll say Bahamas. Get a nice big house, private house. I want the beach in the backyard. Yep. Maybe I'll get the penthouse suite at like a nice resort. Yep. You know, maybe I don't know. Maybe I think really that go and just fucking be in the sun.
I don't think ours would be much different. I think I would get a PJ, probably just to Miami, because I don't want to be on the plane too long. So I want to enjoy my day right down to Miami, get the nicest fucking high rise. I want an indoor jacuzzi and a pool somewhere. And
indoor?
Yeah, indoor. Just private
oh,
just for
shit.
Us. Yeah. Some champagne, some drinks. I want a nice flat screen TV. Maybe some football games are on.
You say for and, us, what are you trying to fuck me?
What?
You said for us.
No, private. like family,
oh,
friends,
okay.
And people I love.
I was
you know what I mean?
Thrown like, off. I was like, wait a minute. Huh.
Get some Latinas for you there, you know
there
what I mean?
Go.
And then just really enjoy the day. Probably go to like Live Nightclub with the Nelk Boys, you know what I mean? That'd
yeah,
be cool with
yeah.
Dave Grutman.
But
that'd
that's it.
Though.
That's really
that,
all
it
that's
is.
That's it.
Not much is going to change.
How many times do I say
not
that too?
Not much is going
to
change.
How much do
to be
I
honest.
Say that too? I say that all the fucking
if
time.
If I had all the money in the world, I'd buy, like, I'd pull a Dave Portnoy and buy the nicest house in Massachusetts, probably.
I don't, not much is going to change. What? A different car? Cool. I already fucking see the shit we drive now, and I'm just like, damn,
how much different?
I still smile when we pull off. I'm just like, damn,
right.
We really have nice cars. It's
yeah.
Like.
I don't know,
but that's what I told Flick. I was getting a massage in my house. I looked at Flick. I'm like, Flick's sitting there editing. I said, dog, not much is going to change when we get millions, bro. Still going to be doing the same shit we're doing.
Yeah. All right. We got Justin on the audio.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you looking. All right. I got Gum Gum King. I've worked in Delhi before. Was it draining from the emotional vibes of other coworkers for y'all too? I'm a little confused by the question. Number one, I just got to put this out there. We don't work at the deli, guys. Nah. We don't work there. We just film there. We know all the workers there, the good people there. I don't really understand the question. I think what you're asking is, was your emotions affected by like the miserable people working there? I think that's what you're asking. I got to say, listen, the deli that we film at, they're all really good people, but they're working their balls off for fucking 8 to 10 hours a day. Like, you're going to obviously be like upset in there. Like, you're not going to be like happy-go-lucky to be working in a deli, you know? But I got to say, overall, I mean, we don't get affected by anything. I mean, they welcome us in with open arms. Like, they take care of us.
I definitely got affected by that from a job,
but you
though.
Can relate to it with the post office.
With the post office, yeah. So when I started cooking for like just different athletes, throughout the city, Patriot players and Celtics, I would obviously post about in some of the old fucking miserable fucks.
I think it's clear to like say like you got to make it clear like you are working at the post office.
Yeah,
when you started cooking for the
yeah,
athletes.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Oh yeah, yeah. Fact. So I was in the post office cooking for the athletes. So these people, the guys in the post office, follow me. They're all older dudes. They're all fucking weenies.
Yeah.
If you work in the post office, you're a weenie.
Yeah.
I'm just anyone who works in the you're a weenie. That's it. Horrible job. No, it's a good job. Good job, but it's horrible for your mental.
Yeah.
It really is, bro. I swear to God it is. And just going in and they would fucking really just be like, go suck so-and-so's dick. He sucks. You fucking good luck with your chef career. And it's like, so
talking
yeah,
mad shit.
That shit was a big reason why I quit, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. I bet. There's only so much you can take that negative shit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're up next, brother.
All right. I got a FaceTime-y one, but I don't. All right. You ready? This is on my Finsta already. I don't know who this is. Rika and Badagle. How big is that dick? Sweetheart, I think you'd be a little surprised.
In what way?
Good way. You know, not the length. It's more the way you can use it. You know, you'd be a little surprised. But wait a minute. Fucking, you know.
You know the saying, it's not about the size of the fight. What is it called? It's not about the size of the dog. It's about the size of the fight in the dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. I don't think she'd be. I think they'd be alright.
Yeah.
Never got a complaint. I've never.
Never, ever. I'm also not fucking fucking, I don't got a fucking 8-inch, 7-inch, 9, 10-inch Brajol either. I'm going to be completely honest.
Okay, like Chef Savvy. Chef Savvy. Average
Joe, you know?
Oh my God, we're white. Yeah.
Yeah, get the average.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do the full plays, the little, you know, kissing in certain areas. You do a good job. You
the trick is to
you make, know what you're doing.
Yeah. The trick is you got to let them get off first and then it's, right. then it don't matter.
Then you can just
stay right just, in the asshole.
Just finish in 2 minutes.
All right. Ready? Chef.
Wait, you're going again, kid?
Sorry.
All right. Go again. Go ahead.
Chef Savvy. Favorite dish to cook. I don't know.
Mine's an omelet.
Tell you know how to make.
Yeah, pretty much.
But
vodka
I think
sauce.
My favorite dish to cook. Fuck, man. I don't know, bro. I don't know. The easiest one that people go crazy for, shrimp scampi. Throw that one around. Masala. Throw that one around. I mean, all Italian shit, bro. I mean, for real.
Because we're fucking it.
How you can go. Oh, I have a good one. This is on prosciutto. Relax.
Shut the fuck up. Intrusive 617 asks, do you plan on producing bigger projects in the future, like a series?
Oh, absolutely.
That's the goal. I mean, the goal is for me to be on, for us to be on Netflix with the deli. That's really the goal. Yep. It's one of the goals, you know. But yeah, I mean, I think this talent show thing is going to be the bigger project that they're talking about. It's going to be like its own series, its own thing. So stay on the lookout. The production and the content is just going to keep getting better and better and better. So just keep following.
That's it. Rocco from Growing Up Italian says,
goat.
Does it ever get tough being the cooler co-host?
Damn, that's fucked up, Rocco. Well, I don't know why you guys relate on the height. That's what it is. You guys
I didn't
are the
even
same
do
size.
Anything.
We, no, I'm not saying you guys are just the same
why
size.
Why you put me that low? I'm not that short. You know what I mean? I got like 3 inches on him. He's fucking...
But I'm saying that's why he relates with you, though, because I'm a little taller than you. Sabino's a lot taller than him, you know?
Yeah. But no, Rocco, I deal with it good, man. If
you got a little prick.
I couldn't be the school if Tom didn't work as hard, you know? So.
Was that a compliment? I'm very confused what that means. Rocco, buddy, you're on my shit list, pal.
I was crying when I seen that last night. I was like, T's going to.
That's funny.
T's going
to
laugh.
What is the I don't know how to say this. Meximelt 0420 says.
Oh, that was the same person.
Really?
Yeah. Chick.
Yeah. What is the nicest thing someone has ever said to you? Damn. Want to know what? All right, this is recency bias because it just happened. But one of the nicest things that I remember recently is at the airport, that lady in the elevator when she was like,
oh, yeah.
She's like, you guys are doing so good. You're going to make it. Like, you guys, like, I'm giving you so much positive energy. Like, you guys are going to do it. Just keep going. I'm such a big fan. Like, when people, because it's cool to, like, someone comes up, yo, can I get a picture? Yeah, sure, thanks. And they walk away. But when someone genuinely tells you how much they love it and they fucking really mean it, you could feel it. Like, at least I can feel it when someone's really genuine.
Of course, that lady, I remember that was in at the airport.
Yeah.
Shout out to the lady from Revere. I forget her name. She was in the airport.
Yeah.
And she was saying that, and she was like, I'm about to cry. I was like, dude, I'm about to cry.
I forget. I don't know if that's the nicest thing that's ever been said to me, but shit like that where I can genuinely tell.
There's been a few times.
People mean it, because obviously in this industry, you get a lot of fake handshakes, a lot of fake smiles, people that just want to be there in case you make it. You know what I mean? That kind
of
shit.
There's a lot of that, huh?
A lot of that. A lot of
there's
people
lot
that want to be a friend just in case, you know, just in case you make it. So then they can be, you know, on the private jet. You know what I mean?
No. Diamond Auto Collision, shout out to Dougie again. What is the hardest part of being an influencer?
Hardest part? I think we answered this question recently.
Okay, I want to say consistency, bro. I want to say consistency, and the hardest part is just mentally too, bro. You get very, very worn down.
Yeah.
Very worn down, very burnt out.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Yeah, consistency and just keeping a level head. That's the number one thing. Not getting too obsessed over numbers, not getting obsessed with what other people are doing, just staying focused on yourself and staying consistent.
I think that's my favorite part, is not stressing about the numbers. Not favorite part, but I think that's a big part that we do good in. Is
a good trait. A good trait
is
to have.
A good trait to have. Yeah, it's not, we don't, it doesn't matter the likes, bro. It really doesn't. We are who we are.
It's a great feeling when it blows up. It's a great feeling.
It is,
but
for
it's
sure.
Also like, I'm trying not to attach how I feel about the video over numbers.
No, you can't. I think that's the biggest
key.
I feel like that's the biggest key.
Because you got to keep your confidence up.
With the
bro.
Happiness of doing this. I feel like that's the biggest key on why
with
we fucking love doing it. I swear to God.
Because I'm genuinely passionate about just making funny videos
and
I find funny.
And making people laugh, bro. Yeah, I swear. I love when people like,
if it's fucking 500 likes of people laughing or 50K, I don't care. If I made some people laugh, that's right. It. What's the worst thing you could order in a Boston deli? The worst thing you can order in a Boston deli.
I mean, if I was working in the deli and you get like that one fucking just nitwit, it's like, can I get a ham and cheese plain? It's like, dude, come on. Come
fucking on. Nitwit.
Fucking nitwit. It's like, come on. I know. I have a few
bacon, egg and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup. That's the worst thing you can order
in the Boston. Yeah.
If you say Akiway in the Boston deli, you kicked right out.
Yeah, that right you ask. Yeah, probably the salt, pepper, ketchup too. Yeah. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it is shut pretty. It is pretty.
You know what's
good,
funny though? That's how I know New York is trash, because if you do make a bacon, egg and cheese with your eggs, you know you shouldn't have to do the salt, pepper. It should already be on the eggs. Now you're asking for more. It's like, come on, maybe a little ketchup, but ketchup on eggs is if the eggs are good. But I feel like
the ketchup, you're putting the ketchup on there to mask the taste of the thing. It should be already good without ketchup.
Yeah, I'm not good. You got to get some good bacon, some good American cheese. Because they
eat all that bodega shit.
The you know bodegas, why? The that's cheap, exactly
cheap
why.
Shit, the cheap shit in the bodegas in the corner store.
That's exactly why. They're eating fucking bacon straight off the fucking fake pig fucking out back. Like down there. All right, Kenz Williams. Shout out to Kenz. And I like to call her Mackenzie. She gets pissed, but her name's Kenzie.
Okay.
Well, Kenz. Okay. It's not. She gets mad with the Mackenzie. Favorite fast food?
Dave's Hot Chicken's up there. Chick-fil-A is good, but if I'm going to keep it to like the main ones, like the McDonald's, the Wendy's, the Taco Bell, I'm saying Wendy's over McDonald's. Sorry, in Burger King. Wendy's goat. Taco Bell's good too, though.
Okay. Tough.
I gave you like four there, but.
I know, it's tough.
It's
tough
to pick a favorite.
I just like don't even want to think about fast food.
Just fucking answer the question.
You know what, though? I'm all in for McDonald's breakfast, Justin.
The hotcakes?
No, not the hotcakes. No. That's probably the last thing. I want a nice McMuffin, sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin with the hash brown. You slip the hash brown right in there. Now you get a fucking nice sandwich with a little orange juice. And sometimes I get two of those and do it twice.
So four. You get two of those.
Chad Johns. Chad Ostrocinco does it. So, I mean,
yeah.
You know?
Right. You have the same name, so you're basically the same person.
Yeah.
Know?
Just everything's the same.
Reclining Heroes asks, do you write all of your own material?
Cut that out. Redo that.
No.
Fucking do you write all slob. Of your own? No, excuse me. You know? Come on.
Do you write all of your own material?
Yeah.
We have ghostwriters.
No, we don't got no ghostwriters. No,
we write all of our
my
shit.
My brother will help some characters.
Oh, we definitely have people that help. Like Jake Scally will help. Your brother will help. Yeah. Fucking Ian will help. You know, like those people will help on some, but we're the ones writing the majority of the shit.
Right. At the end of the day, it goes through us. If we don't want to do it, we ain't doing it.
That's the number one thing. Anything that you see us posted, it goes through us first. Like it has to be like, you know, at least approved. Like, yeah, we're going to put this on our page, you know. Sure. We don't have anyone writing shit, you know, and then like not approving it.
J.R. Harden 12.
Goat.
What's your favorite thing that has came with your social media success so far?
I would say network. Built like meeting cool people. That's probably my favorite thing. That
no, I definitely I
would say that. There's a lot of good things that come with it, but I would say meeting the people we've been able to meet.
I had a different answer because actually when I seen that and I started thinking about it last night, I actually started crying.
Why?
Just like of what I really thought. Yeah, bro, for real. I didn't honestly meeting the cool people, bro, is definitely probably number one. But number two, bro, is I love when kids like younger kids come up, bro, and they're like,
well, yeah,
I
making
love
an impact on people. I sound like a fucking douchebag for saying just meeting the people we get to meet, but it's really like making an impact. That's
it really
what
it is, bro. And I was at the Pats game, the field, the kid was so pumped, bro. He was like, yo, no way.
Yeah.
Bro, and you know the feeling, bro. When you take a picture with someone and they're shaking.
Yeah, yeah, you feel them shaking.
They're like crying, bro.
That
shit made me cry last night, bro. I'm like, damn, bro. It's like, because we're just regular ass dudes, bro. I remember being this kid and just wanting to fucking just meet celebrities, bro, and meet, like, I'm not saying we're a celebrity, but, like, you know?
Yeah. No, that is pretty cool. It's his girlfriend. It is dope, bro, because when you feel like you're really making it, you know what? That feeling came to me when we had our pop-up event, our first pop-up event, when we saw all the people coming in and genuinely
coming to
see us.
Oh, my God, there was so many people shaking when we were taking pictures.
Being able to talk
to
them and shit like that. Yeah, that's definitely the coolest shit that's come with it. Most famous people in your contacts. You know, I don't have too many people's numbers. I have a lot of Instagram handles. Yeah. I don't know in my contacts. I don't know. I was thinking about this last night. I couldn't even think. I didn't go through my contacts, but
yeah, not like
I don't have like Gronk in my contacts. I don't have like Wahlberg in my contacts. I have mutual people. You know, I don't know. Who would it be? Mills by Kuz? Like, probably.
Maybe Kuz. Maybe Kuz a little mo.
Kuz a little mo.
Nikki and JoJo.
I don't know.
Maybe we got.
I got. No, know who it is? I got it. Danny Duncan.
Yo!
Danny Duncan. I got Danny Duncan's number. You know Danny Duncan? You ever heard of him?
Yeah, I know Danny.
He's Duncan. Pretty big. Yeah, but probably him. And then, yeah, it's probably
I might do the rest of the pod shirtless.
How many questions do you have left on yours?
I
only got a couple more left.
All right, my cousin John's fiance, Jacqueline, says, death row meal, ? As many courses as you want. Whew. All right, Jacqueline, I got a nice quick answer. I want to do a nice, like 4 or 5 thing, crispy chicken cutlets. I want to do a little mashed potatoes, a little bit of corn. And yeah.
That's it?
A little salad, a nice tossed salad with black olives, onions, that's fresh mozzarella meal? Tossed.
Ah, that sounds depressing.
No, it's good. It's good.
You want to hear mine? Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Compared to what you just said?
What,
I want a nice honey barbecue steak tip calzone from Nick's, extra sauce on the side. And then I want a large waffle fry, bacon and cheese on it, melted. And then I want, on top of that, I want like a nice like brownie sundae. Yeah.
Doug, what? I'm dead.
They're just like, hey, say I want chicken and rice and like, bro. Well, come on,
I do, bro. Have you ever?
You're about to die. You're about to die.
I get it, but like, bro, that meal of a nice mashed potato, like really good mashed potato, nice corn, fresh corn,
no hot pot. You don't
some nice hot pot some for nice rice pilaf or something with some nice crispy chicken cutlets with a nice salad. I could do hot pot. Yeah, maybe hot pot too.
All right, let's do two more. What's your favorite video you guys have made?
Good question. Probably maybe the bottle girl one coming out.
That's just recency bias.
It's though. Just recency bias. The Black Santa is really good too.
Black Santa is good.
I don't know, bro. There's a lot of tough ones. I enjoyed. If we watch them all, I can probably.
Yeah, I can probably pick one. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I try to give an answer right now, at least.
The
new one, the bottle girl one, did crack me up though. Like, actually made me laugh.
Bro, there's some of them that like make me laugh.
Yeah.
Like laugh.
Yeah.
I want to like see people's reactions. Like, if we don't know they're watching, I want to like see that. You know, I want to see people watching it at home on their phone and shit.
If I were to give an answer, I'll just say, honestly, the one that meant the most to me was the Wahlberg one, obviously, but I don't really count that as like an original video. I'll just say one of the New York ones we did, maybe the original New York one we did with Nikki and JoJo that The Rock followed off of, and it blows up every time we post it. Probably that one.
True.
Good. Did you just go with me? No, we did. I did. I mean, you go.
My fucking.
I got one more after
this. Cousin's fiance, Jacqueline, again. One word to describe your year and one word to think next year will embody.
One word to describe my year and then one word for this upcoming year.
Yeah.
One word to describe this past year, I would say learning. I would say learning. And if I would describe 22, I would say financial gain, because I made the most money I made in 22 this past year. I didn't make as much.
For the last year, Sam?
22, I'm saying, which wasn't this past year. I'm saying if I were to think more of that, that'd be like financial gains. I made good money that year.
Yeah.
This past year, I didn't make bad money, but like it was more of like not about the money. It was about learning. Like not even just like about content, like about relationships and like how to go about certain things and business and just learning. I've learned a lot this year. For 24, I think growth, like just more growth.
Yeah, 24 is growth. I can just see that
growth. Growth in like health and content and money and everything. Just like that's the 2024 word for me, growth overall.
Describe my year. I don't know. Last year, 2020.
It's really open, man.
2000, I know, bro.
What were we doing?
How about when you know what's
January,
funny?
This past year, what were we doing last year in January? I'll pull up the snap memory right now.
Bodo, I got you a little.
Because I feel like we did something in January. We just got back from New York a year ago. We just got back from New York. What did we do?
February, I was making McChickens, if you were wondering. So, February, Celtics game. Right away, started off the year behind the bench. There's a lot of food. 2023 was a lot of food, Jacqueline. Food. food.
Building relationships,
started the year off with Cooge.
Relationships was big, too.
Relationships, food. Food relationships.
All right. Let me
go. Oh, my... our first event and shit this year. This was our biggest year, bro.
Yeah.
Biggest year.
Learning, because we learned from the event.
We learned so much. Wow, this was a fucking huge year, crazy, bro. It doesn't even feel like this year. You know what's funny? When 2022, when shit started picking up with, we did Millie's and Gronk, like,
not Gronk, I think we got to seriously sit down and like write out all the shit we've done, because I think that'll be a good reminder to look back on. Because I feel like sometimes I'm like, am I doing enough?
I think we should.
Am I doing enough? And it's like, I look back and it's like, oh shit.
And it's like, bro, holy shit.
All right.
Like this year, dude, we did two pop-up events. We did Gronk. We did Paulie D. We did
Wahlberg.
What else?
Wahlberg.
Was Paulie D in February? No, that was last year. Last.
That was 22. But either way, it's content.
What a Wahlberg. It's content.
Like,
Deli,
merch,
everything.
Everything, bro.
Biggest year, bro. Yeah. Whole different year, bro. You know what's funny, though? When I was saying 2022, I'm like, wow, I wonder if 2023 is going to be just as good as this year.
Yeah, I know.
Bro,
I know.
But I've been saying this, bro, ever since.
Every year we say that, it just gets better and better and better.
No, bro. You know what's scary, though? See, I've been saying this about my life, even when I was in the military and all this shit. Even I was going through a mad tough shit. I'm like, damn, bro, my life's still slowly getting better and better and better. And then, like, went to Bahamas a couple times in like 2009, 2020. I'm like, damn, 2020, everyone was like miserable during COVID. I'm like, damn, this is one of my best years ever. Mm. That's just crazy, bro. It's just crazy.
DJ Ojofic 11 says, when are you boys coming to Toronto to experience the Italian side and the nightlife?
Wow, they have Italian side in Toronto?
Well, yeah, Toronto's pretty big in the Italian. Money Buys Happiness podcast, a couple guys I was talking to, they're from Toronto. And they said that the Italian scene there is pretty big. So, yeah, we're going to check out Toronto. Maybe go there with the Nelk boys or something. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
I want to read a couple off of the It's Content questions.
Go ahead, yeah, let's do those and then we'll start wrapping it up.
This is stupid. Ready? Italian.
I can already see it. Skip that question.
Do you jerk off sometimes? Yes.
Do you jerk off sometimes?
Young Kerr, what makes you guys stay motivated? I feel like each other, bro. I mean, for me at least. If I didn't have tea, bro, I probably would have fucking hung myself.
That's nice.
No, dude, let's keep that out. Seriously, though.
I think each other. I also think, like, we both are passionate about this, too. Like, genuinely, like, organically passionate. Like, I don't have to force myself to be passionate about this.
Absolutely.
Also, just, like, seeing where the vision, like, keeping the tunnel vision. That's where it is. Because we see where this can go. We see what we can do with it. So I think just having that long-term goal in mind and just visualizing, like, our first sold-out live entertainment event, fucking sitting courtside, like whenever we want, private jets, like all the shit we want to do in the future, meeting these people, like making money, like all that. That just keeps me going, at least. I'm always thinking about that future.
Always. And the biggest part of the motivation is there's no plan B.
No, there's no plan
B. There's no plan B.
There's really nothing.
That's the biggest part.
We were talking about that the other day. I'm like, can you imagine just like going back to working like in the
Nah, bro. I ain't going back.
No, there's no going back. Yeah.
Nope.
I'll work in social media marketing and do outreach for companies if I ever had to.
Christopher Daly says, when's the next time you're going to be with Mark Wahlberg?
Ooh, that's you know what, question.
Christopher?
I don't know, man.
That's a good question.
Probably soon. I mean, every couple months, he probably comes back to Boston, but
we'll be with him soon. Yeah. Definitely spring, by spring 2024.
I'd say spring, yeah.
All right. Antol colleague?
Sure.
Can we export its content? We want to make an Italian deli and sell to France.
Huh?
Can we export its content? We want to make an Italian deli. So they want us over there. Sell to France.
Oh. Well.
I think if I walked through France, they'd be like, wow, look at these fat Americans.
Yeah, probably. Tell them to fly us out. We'll be there.
Fly us out.
Yeah, we'll bring the deli over there.
Intrusive 617. Any other content creators in Boston you plan on collaborating with?
I think we've collaborated with a lot of people from here by now.
Collabed with everyone.
There's not really anyone else I can think of besides like the bigger people, like you know, Nick DiGiovanni, like dudes like that. But I mean, there's not really anyone that I feel an urge to either.
Who did we collaborate from Boston? We got Maggie, we got C Money, we got
Ian.
Jake Scally.
Off from Boston, but he's from Rhode Island.
Jake Scally.
Jake.
Who else? Most is not really. No, he does music.
I think they mean Massachusetts. So yeah, we'll say Mosa. He's like a artist or whatever. Like same kind of.
I mean, to be honest, when once we start having these auditions, anyone can fucking jump
anyone
on this
can
shit.
Come. Yeah, anyone can come. Any influencer, whoever could come in. So, but yeah, we don't. I mean, I'm sure we'll collab with other people from here. I just don't. Yeah, we don't really have any like.
It's just plans, everything just happens, man.
Right.
It happens.
Everything just happens, and that's it. That's really it. Do you have any more?
Are we forgetting anyone on that?
Maggie, Ian, C Money, Jake.
Shout out to all of them though. They all do their thing. Out, yeah. They all do their thing. They Maggie, definitely paid a tribute into this.
Yeah, no, man, it's been good. It's been cool to like make content with different people and, you know, people fit in the puzzle in different ways. Like sometimes we don't need anyone. Sometimes when we do, we reach out. They want to come. They can come. If not, it's all good. Yeah. But, you know, we're always here to help when we can and get people a part of what we're doing.
Shout out to Go Crazy.
Go Three Crazy.
Go Crazy.
Lock his dude on. Goat.
Got to get his page. I think we should sign him to the content, get him his own page.
Yeah, he could do fucking security. He can do fucking.
We'll have Big Mark on payroll. Host. We just need the budget.
Santa, whenever we need a Santa, he's there. You know. But yeah, I'm glad we got to do some of the fan stuff.
I like doing these. We'll podcasts. Have to do
that more often. The fan questions.
I think that's our podcast from now on.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. The Q and A's. We'll do. Fun. No, we're gonna set up the phone numbers for the next time, and then we'll.
Yo, you're fucking gross.
Me?
Yeah, what a way to end the show.
That was you. Don't be a dickhead. That was you. Don't try to lie.
Justin, can we don't try, like...
You just vibrated the whole fucking Justin, thing.
Can we fucking get like surveillance on the mics?
You smell like Greek salad and fucking ketchup. Fucking gross.
I'm allergic to ketchup, you fucking moron.
At the end of the day, it's content. It's all fucking content. You fucking stink.
At the end of the day, it's content.
Oh, bro, you're gross.
That was you, bro. Come on. Come on.
You're such a bad... Come on. You tell who that was.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? My ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on K-Town too. Ooh, 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 ooh.